Chapter 29. As he sat in the fading light, knees pulled up to his chest, listening to the ceaseless sounds of the enemy encampment out beyond the ring of wagons and guards, Richard heaved a despondent sigh. He ran the fingers of one hand back through his hair. He could hardly believe that Jigang had somehow captured Nikki. He couldn't imagine how such a thing could have happened. Seeing her with a Rata Han around her neck made him sick. It felt to Richard like the whole world was coming apart. As much as he dreaded even considering the thought, it seemed like the Imperial Order was unstoppable. Those who wanted to decide for themselves how they would live their own lives were being methodically subjugated by the Order's uncountable followers, followers fanatically devoted to depressingly deluded beliefs, followers eager to enforce their faith on everyone else. Such a concept violated the very nature of faith, but that didn't matter to the true believers. All men had to bow and believe as they did, or die. The believers in the teachings of the Order went where they wanted, when they wanted, slaughtering anyone in their way. They now controlled most of the New World as well as all of the Old World. They had even infiltrated far-off Westland, the place where he had grown up. It felt to Richard like the whole world had gone mad. Worse yet, Jigang also had at least two of the boxes of Orden. He always seemed to have everything well in hand. Now he had Nikki. But if it broke Richard's heart to see Nikki with the gold ring of a slave through her lower lip, once again the captive of a man who had abused her so terribly in the past, it made his blood boil to see Kaelin also a captive of that same man. Richard was also deeply dispirited to know that Kaelin didn't remember him. She mattered to him more than anything else in the world. She was his world. But now she didn't even remember his name. Her strength and courage, her compassion, her intelligence, her wit, her special smile that she showed no one but him, were always in his thoughts and in his heart, and would be until the day he died. He remembered the day they were married. Remembered how much she loved him and how happy she had been just to be in his arms. But now she didn't remember any of it. He would do anything to save her, to return her to who she really was, to give her back her life, to have her back in his. But who she was no longer there within her. Chainfire had taken everything from them both. It didn't really matter how much he wanted to live his own life with Kaelin, or how much he wanted other people to be able to live their own lives. The people of the Imperial Order had their own designs for mankind. Right then, Richard could see only a bleak future. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Jonrok scooting toward him. The heavy chain clattered as the big man pulled it across the hard, rocky ground. "Reuben, you need to eat." "I did eat." Jonrok gestured to the half-eaten piece of ham balancing on Richard's knee. "Only half? You need your strength for tomorrow's game. You should eat." Thinking about what was going to happen the next day only further served to tighten Richard's stomach with anxiety. He picked up the thick piece of ham and held it out, offering it to Jonrok. "I've had all I want. If you want it, you can have the rest." Jonrok grinned at his unexpected luck. His hand paused, his grin faltering. He looked up into Richard's eyes. "You sure, Reuben?" Richard nodded. Jonrok finally took the ham and tore off a big bite in his teeth. After he swallowed, he nudged Richard with an elbow. "Are you all right, Reuben?" Richard sighed. "I'm a prisoner, Jonrok. How could I be fine?" Jonrok grinned, thinking Richard was just being funny. When Richard didn't smile, Jonrok turned serious. "You got knocked in the head pretty good today." He leaned a little closer, lifting an eyebrow at Richard. "Not too smart of you." Richard glanced over at the man. "What's that supposed to mean?" "We nearly lost today." "Nearly doesn't count. There are no ties in Jala. You either win or you lose. We won, that's what matters." Jonrok backed away a little at Richard's tone. "If you say so, Reuben. But if you don't mind my asking, what happened?"
"I made a mistake."
Richard picked at a small stone half buried in the hard, dry ground. Jonrok chewed while he thought it over. "I never saw you make a mistake like that before."
"It happens.
Richard was angry at himself for making such a mistake, for letting his focus slip like that. He should have known better. He should have done better. Hopefully, I won't make a mistake tomorrow. Tomorrow is the important day, the day that counts. I hope not to make a mistake tomorrow. I hope so, too. We've come a long way. John Rock shook the stubby piece of ham at Richard to add emphasis to his point. We're not just winning games, but winning fans at the games. A lot of men root for us now. One more win and we will be champions. Then the whole crowd will cheer for us. Richard glanced over at his wingman. Did you see the size of those men on Jagang's team? You don't need to be afraid. John Rock flashed a crooked smile. I'm big, too. I will protect you, Reuben. Richard couldn't help smiling with his big wingman. Thanks, John Rock. I know you will. You always do. Bruce will, too. Richard suspected he very well might. The man was an Imperial Order soldier, but he was also a member of a powerful team with a reputation. Reuben's team, as most of his men called it. They didn't call it that in front of Commander Karg, though. The spectators called them the Red Team, and Commander Karg called it his team. But among themselves, the players called it Reuben's team. He was their point man. They had come to trust him. Bruce, like some of the other soldiers on the team, had at first been reluctant to wear the symbols in red paint. But now he wore them proudly. Other soldiers cheered him when he came out onto the field. Tomorrow's game is going to be dangerous, John Rock. John Rock nodded knowingly. I intend to make it so. Richard smiled again. You watch yourself, will you? My job is to watch you. Richard rolled the small stone he had pried up from the ground around in his loose fist as he chose his words carefully. A time comes when a man has to watch out for himself. There are times when Snakeface is coming. Richard cut off his words at the low warning. He looked up and saw Commander Karg marching through the line of guards. The man did not look happy. Richard tossed the stone away and leaned back on his hands as Commander Karg came to a halt right above him. Dust rose around the man's boots. He glared down at Richard as he planted his fists on his hips. What was that all about today, Reuben? Richard peered up at the tattoos of snake scales that were just still visible in the fading light. You didn't appreciate that we won. Instead of answering, the commander turned the glare on John Rock. John Rock got the message and scooted away, back past the opposite end of the wagon, until he reached the end of his chain tether and could go no farther. The commander squatted down in front of Richard. The tattoos of scales moved in a way that looked to Richard like real snakeskin. You know what I mean. What was that foolishness all about? I got clobbered. It's what the other team is always trying to do. It's bound to happen occasionally. I've seen you try your best and come up just a little short and not be able to make a score, or make every effort to evade a charge of blockers and not quite make it clear. But I've never seen you make a foolish mistake. Sorry, Richard said. He couldn't see the point in arguing about it. I want to know why. Richard shrugged. Like you said, it was a foolish mistake. Richard was more angry with himself than the commander could ever understand. He couldn't afford a mistake like that tomorrow. We won, though, so that means we will play the Emperor's team. That's what I promised you, that I would get your team to a match with the Emperor's team. The commander's eyes turned up, gazing at the first stars of the night for a moment. Before speaking. You do remember being captured, don't you? I remember. His eyes turned back down to fix a stare on Richard. Then you remember that by all rights you should have been killed that day. I let you live on the condition that you do your best to win my team this championship. Today that was not your best. You nearly threw away my team's chance to win with a stupid move. Richard didn't shy away from the man's gaze. Don't worry, Commander. Tomorrow I will do my best. I promise. Good. Snakeface finally smiled, though it was a cold curve of his mouth. Good. You win tomorrow, Reuben, and you get your woman. I know. The smile turned sly. You win tomorrow, and I get my woman. Richard wasn't really interested. Is that right? Commander Karg nodded. If we win, that shapely blonde with Emperor Jagang will be mine. Richard looked up with a dark frown of his own. What are you talking about? Jagang isn't going to let you have someone like that, a woman marked as his. It's a little wager with the Emperor. He's so confident that his team will win that I got him to bet his most prized woman on the outcome. Her name is Nikki. He calls her his slave queen. Jagang doesn't want to lose her to me. She's rather an obsession of his. But I think you can win her for me. His eyes focused into his own distant, lustful thoughts. I would like that very much. As much as Jagang wouldn't like it, I expect. He returned to the matter at hand and shook a finger at Richard's face. You had better win for your own sake as well, so that I can have my choice of a woman. So that you can live. You lose tomorrow, and you will have the death you should have had after you killed all of those men of mine. Commander Karg's sly smile returned. But if you win, you will have your choice of a woman, as promised. Richard met the man's gaze with a glare. I already promised that I would do my best tomorrow. I always keep my promises. The commander nodded. Good. You win tomorrow, Reuben, and we'll all be happy. He chuckled. Well, Jagang won't be happy. Not one bit. Come to think of it, I don't think Nikki will be any too happy either. But then, that's not really my concern. And the Emperor? Don't you think he will care? Oh, he will care, all right, Karg chuckled. Jagang will go crazy when he has to let me have Nikki for my bed. I have a few scores to settle with that woman. I intend to enjoy it. Richard managed to remain silent and look composed, despite the fact that he wanted to whip the chain around the man's neck and strangle him. Commander Karg rose up. You win that game, Reuben. Richard glared at the man's back as he watched him striding away. After he was sure that the commander was gone, Jonrock held a length of chain slack to keep it from pulling on the collar around his neck and scooted back close to Richard. What did he say, Reuben?
He wants us to win.
Jonrock snorted a laugh. I bet he does. As the owner of a champion team, he can have whatever he wants.
That's what I'm afraid of.
What?
Get some rest, Jonrock. Tomorrow is going to be an eventful day.